Shut up, Ollie.
Nothing.
Yeah. There's something I really don't trust about that guy. I'd never let him mind my kids or something, you know?
You're saying Ollie's a pedo.
He could. He's got the eyes of a diddler.
We've qualified for the World Cup. Go and compete.
Hello, and welcome to the 17th edition of the Put Him Under Pressure podcast. My name is Kieran, and I'm joined again by Adrian and Connor. The first podcast of the brand new Premier League season. Some exciting games and quite a lot to talk about. Before we begin, there was a milestone that we missed. Does anyone want to take a guess at what we overlooked in the past few weeks?
Was it X amount of years since our very first podcast or something?
You're on the right direction.
Okay.
That would be like amount of time since Mike fingered someone in the park in
on the money, Flynn. Well done.
Of an Emmett Square in the bushes. We have to commemorate that.
Was it our 50th podcast?
Yes, it was.
Nice. Wow. When last
good
time?
Good stuff. Do you know what? I think we completely overlooked it. I think it was number 13. Because I seem to remember we had 37 that we used to have on like SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And then we were on the 17th one on Spotify now. So we missed it. So I guess we'll celebrate today with...
That was ages ago.
So what's today? So 17th and...
54th?
It's like 54th podcast, yeah. Not quite the same ring to it, but, you know, people celebrate their 54th birthday, so...
They do. I suppose, yeah.
Let's just celebrate every podcast.
Before we get into the games, just a quick reminder, if you are a first-time listener and this is your first podcast with the podcast, as it is a new season, I hope we get some new listeners in. We don't take ourselves too seriously. We definitely don't do any research. We are a Cork-based podcast about the Premier League. So if you do enjoy, make sure to give us a subscribe on YouTube, a like on Facebook, and follow us on Spotify. And I think I kind of nailed that. Not too bad. So, some great games. I think the highlight of the weekend was always going to be...
Arsenal.
Yep. That's our third game that we're reviewing. It was always going to be champions of the Premier League versus the champions of the Championship.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a mouthful. But I'm used to that.
Did you just imply that you sucked dick?
Yes. All yes, right. I did.
Fine.
So what do you want to know about it?
I don't know, really. I thought it was it's going to go into like a Premier League classic game, isn't it? One of those ones where 4-3 wins and...
It was a bit nuts.
Yeah.
The goals that Liverpool conceded were a mix of amazing football and really dodgy defending, which was always fun. Salah scored an absolute rocket.
He did.
I mean, I think we agreed last time Leeds are going to stay up. I'm not worried about Leeds going up. Really?
I don't know.
I think there's worse teams. Much worse.
Yeah, sure, we said this last year in Norwich when they beat City playing great football. And I was like, I'm not worried about Norwich.
I give them a few more weeks, but I think that after watching West Brom and Fulham, who are far, far worse, and West Ham.
And West Ham. I was going to say West Ham, yeah.
Yeah, and I think Villa will still struggle as well. And even Brighton might.
Well, Villa beat United yesterday in a friendly. So
did they?
Yeah.
And United charged fans something like £8 to watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, Palace did the same for all of our friendlies. A fiver, though. I mean, but yeah, it's a bit of a...
A friendly.
Bit of a cheek, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can just stream it on hundreds of streaming sites instead.
You couldn't pay me to watch a pre-season friendly. Like.
With United and Villa? No, fuck that.
No. Well, you could just wait a week and...
See for real.
For real and for free, yeah.
Yeah, I was very happy with numerous aspects of it. Not so much the defending, but I don't think that's going to happen all the time. Van Dijk doing stupid things.
Although he's botched it a couple times now in the last few games.
That was my next point, is that...
Is he finished? A bit shaky. Is he washed up?
Is he a fraud?
The whole Liverpool team, you know? Are they washed up? Is it the end of a cycle? Firmino has gone to fucking pot.
Mane was very quiet.
I'd rather have, like, Andy Carroll than Firmino at this point.
But, look, you can have players playing bad games once you have other ones to pick up the scraps. Trent was poor, yeah. Mane was poor, Firmino didn't do much. Salah scores a hat-trick. Someday Salah will be quiet. Mane will score.
I think the big difference too is that it would be a different story if they drop points or lost. Like,
yeah.
Even the end of last season was, although different circumstances, very poor from Liverpool. But there was always the excuse of like, oh, Premier League hangover, they've nothing to play for now, title's wrapped up. But they still won, albeit with a penalty, and it was against newly promoted Leeds. They should have probably been more convincing than that. But if you win and play badly, is that not the sign of a good team?
Yes, exactly. Well, good point.
Thank you.
Well, I'd say the sign of a good team is not playing badly at all.
That can't happen for 38 games straight.
It can happen for like 32.
Yeah, and I think that's what Liverpool did last season. What I will say is I did sense maybe a tiny bit of complacency. And I don't think Klopp will ever say it, but I think there was a sense of we're champions and we're going out against newly promoted team. I actually expected them to start slower than they did. If anything, they kind of dropped off in the middle. I thought they'd grow into the game, but it was the opposite. No, I'm not worried. Arsenal, no, they have Chelsea next, Chelsea's and then Arsenal. A big test. So those are two big games. Be interested to see those.
It could all go very poorly, though, couldn't it? Chelsea could have a wondrous start with all the new signings.
Sure, Arteta also has Klopp's number anyway.
I would be more worried about Arsenal than Chelsea. Because yeah. I think it'll take time for those signings to settle. And I've always said Arsenal would be dangerous. So
it's true.
Hard to be worse than last season. 8th fucking place. Anyway.
And I reckon they'll bounce back hard. I didn't put them in my top four prediction, but
no one does.
I did.
I think I would.
Well, there we go. One person does.
Yeah, I think I'd nearly take out United. Why not? Fuck United.
Sure, they haven't signed anyone yet, have they?
No.
Van der Beek.
Van der Beek, yeah. But they're still harping on about Sancho while Sancho's playing happily for Dortmund.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a life, lads. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
In Greenwood, they have to put a collar on him.
Yeah, he needs to cop the fuck on. Inhaling laughing gas now.
Yeah, after breaking quarantine.
It just seems like it's constantly just players apologising for poor decisions.
Yeah, it's nothing new though. I mean, you look back at John Terry, Wayne Bridge, Gerrard committing assault in the nightclub, which people seem to forget.
Yeah. Sure, imagine like having Ollie being the one who's trying to discipline you then.
I know, you'd
laugh in his fucking face.
It's like an 8-year-old telling you off, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Please stop taking helium gas.
Please.
Shut up, Ollie.
Nothing.
Yeah. There's something I really don't trust about that guy. I'd never let him mind my kids or something, you know?
You're saying Ollie's a pedo?
He could. He's got the eyes of a diddler, for sure.
How are we not even 10 minutes in and we're already smashing United around the place?
We looked in the eyes of many diddlers.
He's got a mirror in the
house. Every mirror, yeah!
Yes. Brilliant.
I don't know.
We're already rock bottom.
Just look at those eyes and tell me. Tell me they're not a diddler.
He's not a diddler.
Go home, Sam.
If Ollie was staring me in the eyes, yeah, I'd probably think there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'd ever be in that situation, though.
The baby-faced diddler.
Wow. And that's not describing him. the baby-faced diddler.
This is horrible. I have two kids.
Yeah. Keep moving. Keep moving. Ollie got his own chair. Yeah. Okay.
He'd be at the windows rapping on the glass.
Rap, tap, tap.
Salem's lot.
He
can't come in unless you invite him in.
Do we have anything else to say about Liverpool? I could talk about Liverpool all day, but I'll just be very blunt about it. I think, because I'm on this podcast, I have to say they'll win the league. In my heart and soul, I think they'd be doing very well to win the league.
Sure, they haven't improved. They haven't signed anyone, have they?
No, but no, they didn't last season either.
Well, everyone else around them is improving, though.
Well, yes, and I'm glad you said this, because I don't necessarily agree with that. Because City have kind of only replaced what they lost, and not even.
Yeah, because Ake, is he really that good? Torres is unproven. No. I don't know what
he's a young lad.
Who is he like? And then who else did they sign?
That was it, I think. I don't know.
They're the only two. I
thought they signed someone else.
I think they're looking at Koulibaly.
Oh, yeah.
It's a while off. Whereas Aguero is aging. I know he's still good, but Aguero and Fernandinho might not play much. Foden is meant to be the new David Silva, and as good as he is, he's not going to be David Silva.
Yeah.
They lost Sané, so Torres is like the Sané replacement. I doubt he's as good. So, you know, they're not really strengthening too much.
They're just older.
I think Liverpool could have another like 90-plus point season.
Well, that would be like record-breaking, right? There's no team has had three consecutive 90-plus point seasons.
Sure, big ask. Before Liverpool were doing it, how many teams had even got to 90 points?
Because it's only in recent seasons that City broke the barrier, wasn't it? Or broke the points barrier. And the one before that was that crazy Chelsea team back in like 2005, 2006. So
I think the only thing that will stop Liverpool is injuries. And it could be the year that one of the front three get a bad injury and then they're screwed.
Let's take a quick look at Leeds before we kind of move on.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed by, I think his name's Ayling. He seemed to keep Manny under wraps.
Yeah.
And they have a few of these kind of players, like, I think, Harrison.
Click Bamford. Went from being an outcast from the Poland team. Like, he hadn't played for Poland for, like, 5 years, and they wanted to get rid of him, but Bielsa turned his life around.
Well, don't they also have a player called Cock?
They do. And the Rich. Martin Tyler and Jamie Carragher made a joke about it where it's like he's looking for Cock, the player you mean.
Jamie Carragher, we
wouldn't stoop that low.
Do you remember when Jamie Carragher spat in a girl's face?
We should mention that every podcast. Let's have like a section, we'll put on some music, be like
20 minutes
the Jamie Carragher reminder. Yeah. And just like a honker
and then,
sound
and hawk. The sound of him spitting. Can't do that in COVID times, eh? Remember when you used to be able to spit on people?
It's political correctness gone mad.
Can't even spit in someone's mouth anymore.
Yeah.
The fucking COVID, kinks out the window.
COVID was made by Bill Gates to stop people spitting in each other.
Society is going downhill.
As is this podcast.
As is this podcast, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
12 minutes in.
Leeds will be good. And their manager has that weird dustbin he sits on. What's that about?
Dustbin with like a cushion.
I thought it was like the drinks canister basket. Basket.
I don't know. It looks like a bin.
It's like an ice chest.
It's a bucket.
It's an ice bucket.
With the logo on.
My parents told me about the time when they were in America, they went to the Grand Canyon and they always wanted to go there, but their only memory of it is when they got there, some American guy was there like, "Honey, where the fuck is my ice chest? You said you were packing my ice chest. Where the fuck is it?" That's all they can remember about the Grand Canyon. Yeah.
Cherished
memories.
Where
the fuck is my ice chest?
Did he mean like an ice cooler?
Like a cooler,
Jeez.
Where's my fucking ice chest?
I've never met your parents, but I love to hear them tell this story.
Yeah.
Well, we should all be very happy on the podcast panel, as we all came away with 3 points this weekend. Guess we'll move on to Arsenal now.
Grand. Enough about Liverpool.
I think we covered that game pretty well. I mean, there's what more to say other than it was a great game and lots of goals.
Well, I have my doubts about Leeds, to be honest.
Okay. I'll give them a few more weeks. I mean, of the promoted teams, they look the best.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, because West Brom and Fulham looked fucking dreadful.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be fine. I think we're set for a good season. It's good to have Leeds back, I think.
It's good to have them back.
Playing good football.
Yeah, we'll have them back for a year, a year or two.
You can spot an American online when they're talking in football forums and stuff, because they're like, "I hope Leeds do well." It's only English Americans would say that.
Yeah. Yeah, Leeds are a very hated team.
They are. Although I love Leeds, the city.
Oh, yeah?
Never been.
Oh, it's a good crack. It's a student city.
I don't know. I was trying to make a joke out of that, but I don't think there is one. Moving on. Arsenal. High tempo. Good shape. Good players. Interesting 11. Elneny coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, fucking El Neni redemption arc here.
Yeah. Forgot about him.
He's not even in fantasy football. They didn't even include him.
Yeah. Wow.
That's how out in the cold he was.
Fuck.
They wanted to get rid of him, but he stuck around. Fine. He played fine. He's a bang average player, but sometimes bang average players have their place in a team.
Yep.
His job is just to pass, get the ball and pass it to someone better than him, which is 10 other players on the field. Like, so, fine. And he's got a huge baronet of hair with Guendouzi, Willian, David Luiz, the hairiest team in the league.
Hard to tell them apart. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Were you happy with Willian? You think he was a good signing yet?
Yeah.
Good.
I think so.
Because you had your doubts.
It's just the length of the contract. He's like 32 and they gave him 3 years. Two years with an option of a third, I think. But
I just think that players are playing longer these days. Do you know? Like, before, 31, 32 was like past it. Whereas I think, like, you're seeing with like Milner and him now and Ronaldo and fucking Messi, they're all in like their early to mid 30s and still playing at a really good level. I guess it's just like the nutrition and the sports science and stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
the last 5, 6, 7
sometimes
years.
I mean, like Rooney and Casillas were finished when they were like 28.
Yeah. But again, they were...
Well, Rooney isn't exactly like... like, the lad drinks pints and takeaways.
In like 2010, Rooney was right up there. He was still a step below Messi and Ronaldo, but he was right up there as like best, almost best in the world.
But I suppose they started their careers before all that kind of sports science was really getting big. Like I mean, Casillas had a fucking heart attack.
Yeah.
Like, at like 32 or 3 or 5 or whatever.
I think on the old podcast, the kind of last time we did it with Dave here, I think we had this conversation before and Rooney came up and he made a comparison to like basketball players. And it's the minutes on the pitch that catch up with a lot of players. Now that you obviously can't say that for Ronaldo and Messi because they have lots of minutes, but like Rooney was playing like from 16. So even though at 28 he was kind of running down, it's 12 years of playing like every game at a very high level for someone who physically doesn't look like a football player.
He doesn't, no.
No, so...
He looks like he should be like making sandwiches at Subway or something.
He's still playing. He's still playing with Derby.
Yeah, he's on the bench, yeah. He's kind of like a semi-coach with them now.
Yeah, is he putting himself on the bench? What a lazy cunt.
Not today, lads. Yeah. I had a long one last night.
That's his coaching sessions, yeah. Step one, make sure I don't play.
So then, you talk about like sports science and stuff. Jamie Vardy is on a diet of Blue Wicked and peanuts.
Yeah.
And he's like 33 and still scoring loads of goals.
He does have Red Bull and double espressos before playing.
And sure, he had no like proper coaching till he was like 25. He was in like non-league, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was in like
Fleetwood.
Yeah. Till he was like 25.
Yeah.
Sure, look, there's always going to be exceptions to the rule.
Yeah, but yeah, Jamie Vardy's dead by 45 though, isn't he? You heard it here first.
But by natural causes or
Rebecca Vardy.
Yeah, he'll be sitting in a diner watching people come in through the door. And then he'll look up and it'll just be a black screen. Anyone?
Nope.
Adrian.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And
I better not say it because we don't want to spoil it for people.
But that's true.
Well, now I know what film you're talking about.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Don't stop believing.
The pre-match fight.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting to see. No. Get your thoughts on that.
Pathetic.
Look, it's his handbags.
Do you say Nikita?
Nikita?
Like, is that how you pronounce the name? No,
obviously
not.
Oh, Nketiah.
Nketiah.
Nikita.
Am I way off?
I think you're way off there.
We'll have to find out. Nketiah.
Yeah, or Nketiah.
Nketiah. I think any word starting in N on its own just shouldn't exist.
Okay, go and tell them the continent of
Africa. Well, maybe it's Nikita, which is much nicer to say.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
But yeah, how do you take that little scuffle?
I mean, it's poor enough seeing it. I was like, fuck's sake, are they going to fall apart? But sure, they were grand after a game. It's all smiles, I suppose. This kind of stuff happens all the time, but you just don't see it. But when you see it, it's really embarrassing. When it's out in public, I'm like, yikes.
Yeah, sometimes you realise when you've got a new manager in and players aren't getting competitive games, the only ones that they can take out their kind of frustration and competition and passion on is their teammates. It was just a bit silly, but they made up and they posted it on Instagram that they're brothers, so everything is okay.
It was your man Ceballos, was it?
Yeah, the hairdresser.
How old is he?
He's like 24.
I find it weird that like a 24-year-old is there pushing like a 19, 18, 19.
No, he's 20, 21.
Nikita, is he? Yeah. But whatever we're calling. Oh, is he? Well, that's fair enough.
So you can go slapping lads 2 years younger than you, Andy. Don't worry.
Okay.
No, that's what the boiler room or anything.
All those 27-year-olds out there, I'm coming for you. Yeah. Cons.
Sure. I often wonder like how Arteta handles this, because he's had to discipline a few players now.
A lot.
He's had to throw Ozil out of the team, the highest paid player in the team by far. He's Guendouzi, he's had to freeze out like a promising young midfielder, and he's played with a lot of these fellas, like a lot of people at Arsenal he played with them, so it must be a little awkward.
Yeah.
And Bellerin, like, sure, he was on the same team with Bellerin for years, and he's maybe going to sell him. Maybe not.
I think it'd be a great move to sell him.
He's been upgraded to manager instead of coach.
I saw that. Oh, yeah. Such an interesting thing, isn't it? You just assume that they're the same.
Yeah, well, I think it's implying that he's got more control, mainly because they fired everyone else.
Because it's your man. Is it Silva? Who's the guy in charge now? Edu, yeah. Yeah. He's basically saying that, like, I think, was it you that said it, that he doesn't like playing, managing or working with a big network, that he wants people he can trust with him, which I thought was a right little dig at others.
Yeah.
So, a lot of drama behind the scenes at Arsenal ever since Wenger left.
Taking a look at the game, were you impressed with what you saw?
Second half, yeah. I think this happens repeatedly with Arteta's team, is it starts off very shaky. Even like in the best performances, like against City in the FA Cup, it starts off really shaky, where I start to think, oh my god, we're going to get hammered here. And then, as the game goes on, we just end up easily winning. Like, it just turns into like a stroll in the park. So I am concerned that we constantly start games poorly, and it'll probably come back to bite us. Like, because eventually, even in this game, we gave away a couple of opportunities to Fulham. And then for the next 80 minutes, it was like playing against schoolboys. Like, it was so easy. It was like the easiest game you'll ever have. They created almost nothing. I even said in the chat that I thought Fulham looked good, and I wish I could have just deleted that, because after 10 minutes, they did not look good. And Arsenal are scoring goals that mirror each other, like mirror goals, like constantly. It looks like they have like routine that they play. A very template approach to scoring goals, but it's working for now, so leave them at it. I thought almost everyone played well. Midfield, defence, attack, grand. Pepe came off the bench, looked good, looked like he wanted to play. Not much more to say. Oh, Gabriel, sure. New signing.
Debut goal,
clean sheet. Looked good, apart from the first 10 seconds when he almost gave away a goal. I was like, that's, you get one mistake in your career and you used it up in the first 10 seconds. So, apart from that, pretty happy.
And Fulham, like, I know we said this the last podcast, right, when we kind of tipped them to finish rock bottom. If you want to check out those season expectations, make sure to listen to podcast number 16. But Fulham, it was like deja vu.
Sure, they have no one.
Absolutely no one. No. Mitrovic, they're probably their only good player.
Benched.
Apparently, it's probably untrue, but apparently he got benched for hitting an academy player, which I kind of hope is true.
Whoa. I'll surprise you about him.
No, he's a bit of a psychopath.
He didn't play the playoff either, I think.
He was injured, but he did play against Serbia. He did play for Serbia, in the break, so it wasn't a knock. Or maybe he was just tired. Maybe he was tired because he was hitting kids.
it does wear you out. That tickle Magnus Carlsen had him in his fantasy football team.
Who?
The chess world champion.
Yeah, he's pretty good at FPL too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He was temporary number one in the world last season.
Mm-hmm. Until that guy who's now a racist won it.
Yeah.
Got stripped of the title.
Yeah.
Controversy.
Fuck him.
Yeah. No to racism.
The other game I wanted to feature before we have a general talk about just the football was the last game we watched, Spurs and Everton. Both with, I guess, well, Everton more so. New player, new look. Spurs, you know, we've all seen the documentary recently, All or Nothing. It looks like Spurs have chosen nothing again.
Yeah, well, Spurs are a washed-up team with a washed-up manager and washed-up players, a washed-up chairman. They're only going one way and it's not up. Fuck them.
Right.
End.
I don't think he's exaggerating too much. Like, yeah, they look like they're in trouble. They look like the new Everton.
It's the end of a cycle because they had a good core of players. Eriksen, Alderweireld,
yeah.
Vertonghen, Kane, and like whoever else. If they haven't gone off a cliff like Ali, they're getting old like Vertonghen, and they're just finished. Dembele was washed out a year and a half ago. They haven't replaced them very well.
They're buying like average players now. Like Doherty, I know we like him because he's Irish. He's not a very good right back. I think he's a very good wing back.
And they're not even playing him the same way as
he
would at Wolves.
And Højbjerg. Did anyone ever think Højbjerg was a really good player?
Junk.
Yeah.
It's just, but it kind of ties into what Mourinho was saying in what we've seen in that documentary where he wants his team to you know, get intentional yellow cards. That's all Højbjerg did for Southampton. Break up the play, yeah. Make fouls, win possession back. You don't really, you're not very aspiring team if you're a squad full of players that like to win the ball back.
Yeah.
It's all well and good.
That's their ceiling. That's them at their very ideal outcome is they play like that. And
yeah,
that's not a very good target to aim for.
I found it interesting that Everton looked like so fresh. Like, it was really refreshing to see them play. And like, I don't want Everton to do well, but I thought they looked really like energetic and like creative. And I'm sitting there and I was like, well, maybe Mourinho is just too old. He's gone past it. Ancelotti is way older than Mourinho, surely. And he's getting them playing like that, so.
Would Winks or Dyer play for any other club if they weren't English? Like, that's the only reason that half the Spurs team play, because they're English.
No.
Yeah.
They're yet, like, bang average players.
And yet they're the ones that line out for England.
Yeah.
Fuss. But, positively, Everton, new signings look like they played together 20 years.
Yeah, James was great.
James was pinging balls left, right and centre.
Is it? Oh, you're confusing me now.
No,
it is James.
James plays for Man United, and James plays for Everton.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah, I'm not on the Everton party bus just yet.
No,
playing against Spurs these days is just like an opportunity to look great.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't think Ancelotti is a particularly good manager anymore.
I mean, it's about time that Everton started to play well. I mean, they've pumped so much money into
so much money.
The chairman must have, like, deep, deep pockets.
Yeah.
Every year, it's, like, 100 million on nothing.
Yeah.
And even,
sure, it's Arsenal's old, It's Arsenal's old owner, Usmanov.
Is it?
Because he was, like 30% shareholder in Arsenal or something, and he wanted to buy the club, but Kroenke bought out the shares or something, so he had majority control and wouldn't give it up, so he left and he went to Everton. So he's just pumping billions into Everton now.
And interestingly, you both had like the worst seasons in history last year after all that.
Yeah, I secretly hope Everton do very poorly.
Yeah, fair enough. I think they'll do very well to get into the top six, but I think it's possible.
Well, I think they're going to improve on last year, for sure. But I think James goes to Everton for a reason, right? Let's not forget, a lot of players go to Real Madrid to die and to end their career.
Mm.
There's a reason he didn't succeed at Real Madrid. There's a reason he's at Everton. He played very well, but can he do it consistently? That's been his problem, right?
Yeah.
Consistently performing.
Can he stay away from the fish and chips?
Yeah. I do find they seem to have a lot of those attacking midfield options, don't they?
Yeah.
I feel like
Sigurdsson still looming around.
Sigurdsson.
Well, they're still relying on Calvert-Lewin as their main attacking threat.
I'll have no bad word said about him.
Sure, he's in my fantasy team. Like, I know what he's about, but like, he ain't up to much.
He's young though.
He's 23.
Everton have had poor to average strikers for a very long time.
Yeah,
Lukaku was the only good one.
I think Richarlison is a pretty good striker.
Well, his miss today was.
See, look, we can all have bad misses.
That was like on Football Manager when they round the keeper and all they have to do is square it and smash into the side net.
But he's lively, at least, you know. I think he's one of the top Brazilian goal scorers in Premier League history. Maybe second.
There's been three, though.
I'm just glad we fobbed off Iwobi and Walcott to him for like 50 million.
Yeah, exactly. All these kind of attacking players who they signed for massive.
Bolasie.
Yeah, that was brilliant. 35 million. He played like three games and has been injured since. Thank you.
But I think they'll do okay. I mean, they still have.
For what they've invested and who they have, they'd want to be doing better than okay.
Well, look. Everton are a sham of a club anyway. I don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, you're supposed to be shitting all over.
Yeah.
This is the perfect opportunity. Two of your rivals playing each other, and you're here lapping them up like warm milk.
Yeah. Let's just cut everything we just did, and can we just put this in instead? Fuck Everton. Everton are shit, and they're going to be a nothing club for the rest of eternity. There we go.
Oh, brilliant!
That's our Everton review.
Yeah.
Who's a bigger club, Everton or Spurs?
Spurs.
Really?
Yeah.
Have to be.
Sure, win if Spurs won last one in the fucking league.
Yeah, but I mean, they at least reached the Champions League final 2 seasons ago.
That's bollocks. Like, Everton are a much bigger team than Spurs.
No, they're not.
I mean,
Spurs are also rants. Everton up to like the 90s were like a top team, top championship level team.
So 30 years ago, Everton were a good team and now they're not.
They've won nothing since 95. Everton. Spurs have won something.
They won a Carling Cup in the noughties.
There we go. See? So by default.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Who's a bigger team? Aston Villa or Leicester?
Oh, I hate these questions.
Sure, what a Villa won.
But you'd have to say Leicester. Like, this is like. Oh, big club. Like, Newcastle are a big club.
Leicester won the Premier League.
Yeah. Newcastle are not a big club anymore. They were. They're not anymore. But Blackburn.
They've won more than ever 1900s. A big team.
Huh? There's just this, like, BBC, Sky thing where they pander to their... I was saying this earlier. They pander to their viewership. And Newcastle are, like, a one-team city.
Fuck you, like Gary Lineker. Sunderland. Fuck you.
Yeah, definitely fuck him. Sunderland too. They're not big teams. Like, they're just... One team cities.
Yeah, and then they say Man City aren't a big team because they don't have like the history. Like, Man City are the second biggest team in the league right now.
No, yeah, that's true about them having history. They won leagues throughout like the past 100 years, up until like the 1970s. They had won more leagues than United.
Yeah,
they have more history than fucking Chelsea anyway.
Yeah,
I want more team comparisons. Who's bigger?
Burnley or Leeds. What?
Yeah.
Leeds won the last non-Premier League.
But again, you're living in the past, man.
Yeah, but Burnley...
Sure, what have Burnley done? Got knocked out of the Europa League?
They got to the Europa League in the last 10 years.
Leeds got to the Champions League semi-final.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're living in the past.
Well, if we're going off current, then just check league positions.
Bournemouth or Sunderland?
Sunderland still, obviously. Yeah.
Bournemouth were nothing to ever get promoted.
Bournemouth and like
they're still nothing.
If I mean, there's no clear definition of what a big team is.
That's it. Yeah.
But Bournemouth are like the opposite of whatever a big team is.
I would probably agree with that. And disagree
I would even
with my
say
own.
Like Huddersfield are a bigger team than Bournemouth. Like, Bournemouth are a total anomaly.
Abominable snowman.
They're a one-off there. Like, there's no team even close to Bournemouth in the Premier League the past, 20 years.
Poor Eddie. He was linked with the Arsenal job.
Yeah, things were looking good for him.
Yeah,
well, then he should have shown gone. To be a poor manager.
Yeah,
and
he didn't manage that.
No, he got
very well.
He invested in Liverpool's reserve players, and look where it got him.
Well, I mean, Danny Ings is a Liverpool reserve player, and he was like top scorer last season.
Newcastle now investing in Bournemouth players.
Aston Villa about to buy Arsenal's sub keeper for £20 million.
That settles the debate from the last podcast where we were like, do you start Leno or Martinez?
Yeah.
Well, he made his choice.
Yeah.
Good boy.
You're selling.
I agree with that, to be honest. He's as great as he was during the time. He's 28 and this is his only run of games he's ever had.
You don't pass up that money.
20 million? Yes, please. Okay.
But Villa are splashing the money.
Yeah.
25 million on Watkins,
mm-hmm.
20 million on Martinez, 17 million on a lad from Lyon. That Matty Cash, where the fuck did he come from?
Never even heard that name in my life.
Well, they paid cash for him anyway.
Bigger team, Aston Villa or Nottingham Forest?
Well, equal because of the European championships.
Aston Villa are a bigger team than Nottingham Forest.
Yeah,
Aston Villa.
Nottingham Forest, what made their European Cup win was so impressive was they were a tiny regional team, and immediately after winning it, they went back to being a regional team.
Yeah.
They, you know, that's what makes it a great achievement. They shouldn't be ashamed of that.
They're like
Ipswich too. Ipswich were a small team when they won.
They win the European Cup?
Maybe not the European Cup.
UEFA Cup.
Maybe. A UEFA Cup, maybe.
Yeah.
Around the same time, there was that period of time in English football where it was just English teams winning continental competitions.
Yeah. Snappy out. Didn't translate to their international team doing well, though.
Never does. It never does.
Well.
The other games, is there any standout points or matches you want to talk about? I definitely want to talk about Palace, but I won't be the one to.
West Brom looks shite.
Mm.
Yeah.
I thought Pereira looked pretty good. I know you picked him up in the fantasy.
I don't think.
You do? No?
No, because I got Hammers instead.
Okay.
If anyone wants to get Pereira, I recommend him.
He looked pretty lively, but I mean, that West Brom team are not going to score goals.
No.
I mean,
they're not going to.
They've got
much.
What's his name on the. Charlie Adam. No, not Charlie Adam. Charlie Austin.
Charlie Austin. Oh, yeah.
Charlie Adam may be in trouble. Charlie Austin on the bench. I mean, yeah. They reminded me of the Ireland team. Where there's like a bit of fight in them.
Callum Robinson up front.
Yeah. But just can't finish for shit, can't score.
O'Shea at the back, you know, might be a future Ireland player.
That did confuse me, yeah. Because I thought it was John O'Shea, but clearly he's retired.
There's only one O'Shea allowed in the league at a time.
Yeah. And do they have that Robson Kanu still?
Yeah, they do.
That fucking guy scored one amazing goal for Wales.
But he was a free agent during that Euro 2016.
Yeah.
Then he was like hot property and he just went back to being what everyone knew him for, which is bang average.
Yeah. 100%.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'm not mad on West Brom being back in the league. I hope they go down fairly lively.
Yeah, this whole love affair with Slaven Bilic is just annoying.
Yeah.
Who has a love affair with Slaven Bilic?
Sky Sports were like giving him a fucking rim job the whole game.
Oh, can you imagine? Giving Slaven Bilic a
rough
job.
I can, and that's why I lose sleep at night.
But of all people, like, it's probably scarred.
It's from like smuggling weapons.
Yeah, he was like tied up by rebels somewhere. they gave him rim jobs with like razor blades in their mouth.
That's someone's fetish.
Wow. I just can't get Bilic's asshole out of my brain.
You can say mouth.
I can't get the taste of Slaven Bilic's asshole out of my mouth.
Let's talk about Palace.
Yay!
What's his name? Zaha scored.
Yep. Continuing preseason form.
And I don't know. James McCarthy played. He's another bang average player, if you don't mind me saying.
I do.
AU was bad. I don't know. Southampton were kind of disappointing.
Southampton had a really bad first half, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Palace were fortunate to win, really. We had none of the ball.
Yeah.
But Southampton just didn't really show up to the second half. Only kind of held onto the wing by two wonderful saves by Gaeta, I forget how you pronounce his name. Everyone says it differently.
Yeah.
I'd call him Vinny.
Gaeta. We'll go with that.
Yeah. But a couple of good saves. Very, felt very pre-season-y. But 3 points on the board.
Yeah.
Joint top of the league. Have a laugh.
There was a red card overturned by the referee looking at the monitor. Is that the first time?
I believe so. And rightly so as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a wrong decision.
And your guy, Easy.
Easy.
Looked good for...
Easy on the eyes.
For a brief moment, he looked very good.
I think it'd be promising. I think that we've purchased well. You know, when we had the oldest team last year, and it was a bunch of defensive midfielders, it does get quite depressing.
Yeah.
We've purchased Nathan Ferguson, young fullback, Eze, who looks very promising. I don't think we're going to have him for more than a couple seasons. I think he'll go elsewhere very quickly.
Yeah.
Eze, Ndidi, and Ighalo all wore the number 25 in the league as a tribute to Kanu, Arsenal player.
Really?
Yep.
Fair play.
Do you remember Kanu?
But
that goal against Chelsea from the byline.
Most sub player in Premier League history, I think.
I mean, he hardly deserves tributes with players picking their shirt. Really.
He won a few Premier Leagues, right?
He was a prominent African player at the time. It was like him and Drogba for years. And
JJ Okocha. They both play for Nigeria at the same time. Probably.
Adrian is completely unimpressed with this.
Adrian's already like said his displeasure for names beginning with N.
I just don't care about these African players who played 15 years ago. Like, I can hardly keep track of players now.
Fine. I won't ever bring up African players from 15 years ago.
Except for Yakubu. We can talk about him all day.
What about Diouf?
Who?
El Hadji Diouf.
He's a retard.
Would you rather give El Hadji Diouf a rim job or Roy Hodgson?
At least Roy Hodgson would probably be hairless. Like.
That's a good point. But hair, it's not a good enough point. I'd say Diouf.
You'd give Diouf a rim job.
That's not what I said.
I think it can be inferred.
Well, who would you pick? I'd rather not pick.
I'd say no.
Yeah.
That's an option as well.
That wasn't the option given to me. I'd say no.
Probably say Jeff, just because Hodgson could have like fungal infections.
Or yeah, something. I feel like he'd have a leaky butthole or something.
Jeff might spit on it for you. My God! Like, if anyone's listened this long, they'll be turning off now.
We were worried about being too football heavy,
too asshole heavy.
Right.
That brings us to the end of the 17th Put 'Em Under Pressure podcast. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back again in about 2 weeks. In the meantime, give us a like on Facebook. Make sure you follow on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. Ta-da.
Thanks, lads.
See you later.
Bye.
And we go and we do our best. We'll put them under pressure.